Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the line is Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious. Ross, what bathroom are you calling us from this week?
None. I'm in my home office right now, actually. The flying back and forth across the country three times last week is over.
I will have to say, because I get to just do this show 5 days a week. Now, it's a lot. 5 hours a day is a lot. But the travel that you partake in, even though I know it's got to be fun, like, I just want to take a nap at your behest.
Yeah, so I don't even know if we talked about it, but last week, Tuesday, I flew from Pennsylvania to Denver so I could go to Colorado's practice Wednesday. Then I went back on Wednesday night and flew to Miami to do Bills Dolphins Thursday night. Then I flew from Miami back to Denver to do Colorado State Saturday night. Then I flew from Denver back to Pennsylvania. So that was a lot. But there's a lot of weeks where I have two games. And yes, you know, it's like anything else in life, right? There are pros and cons to every gig. I absolutely love doing games and being at games in person, but the travel's tough. And nobody, I'm not complaining, but listen, I love it. I wouldn't do it if I didn't, but I'm away from my family every weekend for 6 months, basically from the Eagles' first preseason game through the Super Bowl. So that's the negative. Although, interestingly, Nick, this is my only off weekend from CBS, like in the last 6 years. Now, I still have Jags-Bills on Monday night for Westwood One, but I have the weekend off. So Friday night, it just so happens that Post Malone's playing at Hershey Park Stadium. So I'm going to go to that. My wife was shocked that I would be home. I don't know if she was shocked or, like, not happy. I think she was planning on taking a friend until she realized I could actually go. And then Saturday, I'm going to go to see Penn State against your guys from Kent State. I am 99% going to tailgate, and I told my buddy who I'm going with, I don't really care how many football players I see on a football field for that day.
I will say that is the thing that you miss the most about being in media, is it really does cut down on your tailgating time. And I, like you, am a large fellow who enjoys many of the various things you can do at a tailgate. I think it's great, though, Ross, that you've got the Jags-Bills game on Monday Night Football for our friends at Westwood One, because we obviously are coming off the Browns' win over Jacksonville. How much confidence should the Jacksonville win bring Browns fans heading into this Giants game?
Yeah, I think a decent amount. I think two parts, right? Number one, you know, I know the Jags are on a bad run here, but they should have beat the Dolphins. I mean, they're up 17-7. Because remember, I did Dolphins last week, so I watched that game. So They're up 17-7. They're controlling the game. Etienne's going in for a touchdown. They go up 24-7. Holland punches the ball out. They give up long passes to Tyreek Hill and Waddle, and they lose the game. But the Jags were really, like, the better team in that game. So for Cleveland to be able to go to Jacksonville and make Trevor Lawrence and the offense look that bad, I think is very encouraging. Seems like the Browns still have a top 5D under Schwartz. And then I would say Watson did enough. You know, I mean, he doesn't need right now to be a top 10 guy. I think we probably agree that he's not going to be a top 10 guy again. But that's okay for right now, as long as he can actually go out there and function and not make losing plays. You know, right now, they don't really even need him to make that many winning plays. You just can't make the losing plays.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that, Ross, because there's this weird permanence thing that NFL fans see, that the most recent thing you saw is the thing that you should expect going forward. And so we did see Deshaun, however big or small it might be, make a jump from week one to week two. But this has begat the conversation of, all right, is he a game-managing quarterback, and can you win with that? So to your point, how long can you get by, you know, whether it's in-season, postseason, whatever, with Deshaun at what you saw against Jacksonville, and how long until you need him to be something closer to the guy he was in Houston, or at least a top 10 quarterback?
Well, so first of all, the most encouraging part of that is he looked better and he got better, right? So I think before I would take the leap that he's a game-managing quarterback and that's what he is, I would hope and or be encouraged by the fact that week two was better than week one, and so now the hope has to be that week three is better than week two. And if it is, that's a really, really good sign, and hopefully that continues. The other thing that I don't know if you have been following it or talking about, but I think it's important context, you know, Nick, there's not that many quarterbacks exactly lighting the world on fire. You know, passing yardage is down to historic levels for the first 2 weeks of the season. Passing touchdowns are down to historic levels. In other words, there aren't that many guys tearing it up right now. Most of the quarterbacks, if you look at their stats, appear to be like game man. I mean, look at Josh Allen in the last game against the Dolphins. I think he threw for like 130 yards. I mean, there's a lot of guys that are winning games right now throwing for not that many yards, and at least statistically you would come away saying, okay, the guy's a game manager.
So we did talk about that early in the show, and each of us, I had a co-host in that hour, each of us kind of espoused our own theory on this. What do you make of, and you know, why do you think it is that we're seeing these historically limited passing attempts early in the season?
So I think there's several reasons, right? One of which is, I'll give you three. One of which is, with every passing year, there is less practice time and less preseason action. And offense, more than defense, requires cohesion and repetition to really be efficient. So that's why defense are always going to be ahead of offenses at the start of the year, and that is even more pronounced now. And then number two, you know, and maybe this is part of what I said number one, but, you know, five guys could screw up for the Browns on defense, but Myles Garrett could kill the right tackle and sack the quarterback and nobody notices.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
On offense, essentially, if one guy screws up, the play's not going to work. If one guy screws up, either it's a penalty, doesn't work, or, you know, that guy's going to make the tackle unless Nick Chubb runs him over or whatever. I mean, you need everybody to be working well and on the same page for offensive football, which makes it tougher. Then the other thing, and this might be the biggest thing, is, and this started maybe, I would say 2021, is when every coordinator, defensive coordinator I would talk to would talk about this. The analytics guys have figured out that by far the two statistics that are most indicative of whether you win or lose the game are turnovers, duh, we all already knew that, and explosive plays. So now defensive football, it used to be you got to stop the run, make them one-dimensional, then you run the passer. Now defensive coaches start with you have to limit the explosives, and then after that, figure it out. So if you notice, there aren't that many long touchdown passes anymore. I mean, there aren't that many long passing plays, period, because teams are playing a lot of two-deep, three-deep quarters, which is essentially four-deep. They really do not want you to get the explosive plays. And in particular, the thought process is, especially early in the season, if they have to go 10 to 14 plays, at some point the offense will screw up and they'll get a penalty and maybe that stops the drive. Or worst case scenario, they get down near the red zone and defenses are really good at playing zone in the red zone and quarterbacks don't want to turn it over. A lot of field goals out there, Nick. A lot of field goals. So I think that's as much of a reason as any.
Ross Tucker with us here. Insider Calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. 2 weeks into the season, Ross, the O-line play has been, let's say, subpar. They are without Jack Conklin. They are without Jed Wills. They're also without Bill Callahan, and we're seeing alignment issues, holding penalties. In fact, at the end of their last offensive series, there were three straight penalties that set Deshaun back to, I think it was 3rd and 28 or 3rd and 36, something like that. So is 2 weeks too early to wonder if some of this or all of this is due to the absence of Bill Callahan?
It is too early because of the fact that Conklin and Wills are not out there. But I can't stress enough how important position coaches are, and in particular offensive line coaches. I don't know how much he makes, Nick, but it's a lot. I mean, it's like a couple million dollars a year, and deservingly so. You know, there are people that would argue after head coach and both coordinators, offensive line coach is by far the most important position coach. And people pay up a lot for those guys if they think they're really good. I personally thought that they should have made the Titans give him a draft choice. I thought it was that valuable. My guess is the NFL didn't want to go down that route with position coaches, people trading for position coaches. And so the Browns sort of did the Titans a solid and maybe did Bill Callahan a solid. But it makes a big difference, man. I mean, I had 9 offensive line coaches in the NFL. Makes a difference, man. I'm just telling you, like the delta, you probably don't even know what that is. The difference between the good ones and the bad ones is significant. And I would argue the difference in a game or two.
I believe the delta is somewhere in the south there. Thank you very much. Which winless AFC North team should be more worried, the Bengals or the Ravens?
Ravens. Yeah, Ravens. Because the Ravens got worse from week 1 to week 2, and they lost a horrible game at home where they had a double-digit lead. The Bengals got better from week 1 to week 2 and should have won a game on the road against, you know, the 2-time defending champ. So I'd be feeling better about the Bengals than the Ravens right now, for sure, especially because the Ravens have O-line issues, which is a problem because now they're at a point where it's like, you know, are these guys going to be better by the end of the year? Are their guards or their right tackle? Are they going to? They're counting on these guys who have never played before to be good by the end of the year. I'm just not sure they're going to be.
All right, one more here. Carolina benches Bryce Young 2 games into the season. One, are you buying that it was Dave Canales' choice instead of Dave Tepper's choice? And two, can you put the genie back in the bottle? Is Bryce Young salvageable in Carolina?
So I am buying that it was Canales because I think he saw what happened with Frank Reich last year getting fired after 11 games or whatever it was, and he didn't want to wait around for that to be the case for him. And, you know, Bryce Young was not the guy he chose. If it were David Tepper, that would really add to just how ludicrous of an owner he is. Because why would you bring in this head coach specifically because of his work with Geno Smith and Baker Mayfield and after 2 games pull the plug? That just doesn't make any sense at all. So I do not think that it was David Tepper, but although he's done other things that don't make sense, I think Canales is like, listen, I'm going to lose the locker room. This young man is not giving us a chance to win the game. We got veterans like Thielen and Taylor Moten and these guys looking at me side-eyed because they know we're going out there with one hand tied behind our back and not having a chance to win the game, and I'm going to lose the locker room if I keep playing this kid.
Ross, great stuff as always, buddy. Enjoy Post Malone. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
Later, dude.
Later, dude.
There you go. Ross Tucker there.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.